I just want to say that I'm a little bit nervous about this year, okay? Just because of some of the sources. And I actually had a havamina to sort of cut some out, but I felt that wouldn't be intellectually honest, and I always try to be intellectually honest. I'll just say two things. So point number one is that I believe whatever Chazal did, they had Ruach HaKodesh. Right, and it could be over the process of time, Rishonim gave certain apshatim that had to do with, you know, necessarily their perspective on things was affected by the perspective of the world. However, as you can see, as I can prove from Chazal, that there's some, I think some pshatim Rishonim are more correct than others, as we'll see. The second thing is that when I've discussed this topic in the past in conversations with people, I've been accused of what's the word, being politically correct, trying to be politically correct. All right, I'm going to say that I am prejudiced because of my father taught this sugya to me. My father actually has a very good article in Logic and Heart, Logic and Mind. It's called The Torah's View of the Role of the Woman. I think it's an excellent article. Unfortunately, this book is really not available. I lent my book to the shul. If someone wants to take a picture of the article and send it to everyone in the group, that would be a great idea. It's page 92 to 97. I think actually all the articles here are excellent. So page 92 to 97, which he speaks about the bracha of Shasani Kirtzono. So it's here. Anyway, so anyone who wants to do that, they can do that. Okay, so we're going to start with source number one. So the source of making three brachas, Tan Yehira Meir Omer, Chayev Adam Levarech Shalosh Brachas B'chol Yom. A person is obligated to say three brachas every single day. Eluhein, what are they? Shasani Yisrael, it's actually fascinating. We actually say Shalom Asani Goy. That nusach has changed, obviously, but someone has made us a Jew. Shalom Asani Isha, the bracha Shalom Asani Isha. And then the bracha of Shalom Asani Bor, that HaKadosh Baruch did not make us into an Am Aret, someone who does not in any way care about anything. Okay, so made us a Jew.
We don't say it either,
right? So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Shama Levrei. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov heard his son, Davi Kambarach, he was making this blessing, Shalom Asani Bor. He was making the blessing, you did not make me into an Am Aretz. So Amr Lei, he said to him, Kuli Hainami. So this is what you do. You go ahead and you say Shalom Asani Bor. And what was his point? His point is we are thanking Hashem for how He created us. If a person is a bor, okay, it's not because of God. If this person is Am Aretz, who is it because of?
Himself.
Because of himself. So he says, we don't...
Or circumstance.
Well, whatever it is. I don't want to say, obviously, who am I to judge, but a lot of people, many people have their calling in life and they refuse to ignore that calling. Yes, there are people that are born that, you know, unfortunately are born in circumstances where, and not a religious family and they never have a opportunity, but we're not talking about people that are within the Jewish community. We're talking about a Jewish community that choose to be a certain way. That's what he says. Okay. So, Amr Lei Elamayim Mevarech. So he said, what should you say? He said, oh, instead of Shalom Asani Bor, Shalom Asani Oved. Instead of saying Shalom Asani Oved, Bor, he says Shalom Asani Oved. So, sorry. So he says, so the son said, but Abba, I don't understand. Okay, I'm not sure what went on in that marriage. Hainu Isha, and Evan and the woman are the same thing. So he gives the answer. It's the Gemara. I didn't make this up. I'm going to say, okay, Eved Zil Tvei. So an Eved is actually lower than an Isha. Okay, so what is that? I mean, the saying is, our bottom line is, we're going ahead and building ourselves up. So the first brach we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Baruch Hashem, we're not a goy. Then we say, next thing, Baruch Hashem, we're not an Eved. And then a man says the bracha, okay, Baruch Hashem, we're not a lady. Okay, that's what he says. Now, so if you look at Rashi, source number three, and he says, source number four. Okay, so Rashi says like this. So the question that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov asked his son, he says, "Kuli Hainami." He says, "When you're praising God, the Meshabeches Nafsheich, you're praising your own soul, the Einach Amrana Dinan Lamaretz." He says, "You're praising yourself." He says, "That's one approach." The second approach is that the whole point of these mitzvos, this bracha is to thank Hashem that we have all these mitzvahs. So you say shalom asani goy, that we're not non-Jews, we're Jewish. We have all these mitzvahs, and then you say Baruch Hashem, we're not an eved, so we have more mitzvahs than an eved does. And then Baruch Shalom Isha, we have more mitzvahs than a lady does. So lishna achmina kuli hai nami vishlam chachavim v'isha. Hovelo b'nei mitzvahin u'shabim avarchas. A labor bar mitzvahu. A bor has all these mitzvahs. So the question is, so now he said, okay, so I shouldn't say the bracha shalo asani bor. What bracha should I make? She says, well, shalo asani yovet. She says, hainu isha. Okay? Okay, so here, this is probably what I wanted to cut out, but I couldn't cut it out. Rashi goes like this, all right? Hainu isha. The isha nami Shivcha labailik eved l'rabo. Okay, a woman is a shivcha to her husband, like a servant to his master. Then Rashi says lishna achrina. Rashi does lashon lishna achrina. Hainu isha the inyan mitzvahs isha the eved shavin. So as far as an isha and eved, so she says the mitzvahs an isha eved are shavin gamrin le. They're the same thing. So why would you make two brachas? So Rashi says no zil tvei. What does Dvil say? So number one, he says, if you're saying that, you know, a woman is not treated with respect that a man does, and she's like an eved, she says, the bottom line is, an eved is, a woman is definitely treated worse than a woman is. That's number one. I feel bizarre. Lishnachrina, zil tvei, klomar zil bahosif, ubarich, shaloa sani eved kedei lahashlim. So he says the lishnachrina is that the reason why we make the bracha shelo asani isha, even though in regard to mitzvos it could be that a lady and a man are very similar, a lady and a man are very similar. I'm sorry, we want to make more brachas. Now I would just say so what would be the difference? Difference is like this. Interesting thing. Okay, without getting into
so why couldn't both of everybody just say Shasani Kirtzono?
Why couldn't? Well, so first of all, so I would just say like this, and that's important. Shasani Kirtzono, okay, is actually a bracha that did not come from Chazal. Okay, it came up sometime in the time of Rishonim, and I would say, looking at what's going on, is that the ladies decided that we want to make this bracha Shasani Kirtzono. That's what happened, and this was accepted by Klal Yisrael. Sorry, as a matter of fact, you should know, I actually. As I mentioned in the past, my father was not very much in favor of making brachos that didn't apply or made up brachos. For example, my father, and I found that the Rav also did not really make the bracha on assembly of koach. So I sent, I actually asked my two sisters, one sister, did mommy make the bracha, Shasani Kirtzono? She says, why not? And I told her, I don't ever heard. Ask Tova. So I forgot about it until last night. So I sent a message to my sister, a WhatsApp message, and I didn't get a brilliant enough to call her. And she responded, says, why wouldn't mommy make that bracha? So again, I don't know what happened, right? But this is a bracha that came up in the time of the Rishonim. And obviously, whatever my mother did, I have no idea, they certainly did not teach my children, my sister, siblings not to say it. So I actually have no idea what my, I don't think I'll ever know what my mother did. So he says like this. Now, the question is, so this is a bracha. The question is, why did it come up? All right? He says, so if you look at Tosis also takes the same approach as Rashi in the second Lashon. If you look at the end of source number 5, this is Gemara Menachos Lafem Dal and Aleph, the Nira Yoser, Shamavarech HaEved Ve'isha, She'en HaMitzvim Kamoso. The reason why we make the bracha, Shalom Asani Isha, because they don't have the same amount of mitzvahs. And I think it's very important to understand what the reason for this bracha is. It's very important to understand. So there are two approaches for the reason for this bracha is. First, I'm going to go with the tourist approach. Doesn't sound that great, but the tourist says it. So if you look at source number 6, he says, the second to last line, V'nagu hanashim levarach shasani kirtzono. Okay? So the women have this bracha to shei shasani kirtzono. V'avshah shenoa gimke. The reason why they're knowing this way is Shehu Kemisha Matzikal Vatin al Hara. What can you do? This is how Kadosh Baruch Hu created us. That's what the Torah says. How Kadosh Baruch Hu created us. And that's why we go ahead And we make this bracha. Okay, so that's what the Torah says. I'll tell you what I heard. I'm glad everyone's taking this so well. Okay, so I will tell you what my father said, and that's why it's very important to read this article. Okay, it's called Logic HaLogic Mind. You can't get it.
I know, but I just
Logic HaLogic Mind. You can't get it. Okay, it's impossible. Okay. Unfortunately. Just there are certain reasons why we're not republishing it. I'm not even sure what they are itself, but I'm one of six. So yeah, okay. But it's in the shul for now. So I lend it to the shul. So someone wants to copy it and send it out, it's fine. So my father explained like this, and this is what I always felt. Said that if we explain like Rashi, okay, that Rashi points out that the second lashon Rashi is because of mitzvahs. All right, and yes, sometimes we feel bad that there's certain mitzvahs we can't do. Okay, ladies feel bad at certain mitzvahs they can't do. Sometimes there are certain mitzvahs a man wants to be a kohen. There are certain mitzvahs he can't do. So the question is, why is it that way? Why is it that women are not mechuyabos in certain mitzvahs as opposed to an eved? As opposed to an eved, why is that? Because obviously that there's no question that they are much different. And different interpretations that are given. And the question is, when this bracha came up, and why didn't this happen in the time of Chazal itself? So obviously there's a realization at some point. The lady said, "Hey, we really should go ahead, and we really should make this bracha." There's something that they began to realize. And basically, what they felt was that, you see, there are two ways, there are two approaches to life. Two approaches, okay? One approach to life is, let's say, for example, Eretz Yisrael. My father used to explain. So we know that the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael still applies today. When the Jewish people came to Eretz Yisrael, and at the time of Yeshua Binun, they conquered the land, there was Kedusha, and then when the king of Babel came into the land and conquered the whole land, that was it. The sanctification was lost. So for 70 years, Israel, it could be Harabias was still holy, but the land of Israel had lost its holiness. And therefore, you could plan things in Israel, and there would be no chiyuv of Trumas and Maasros. That was it. Then when Ezra came back with the Jews from Babel, the small amount of Jews that came back after being a second bias, they were Makadish land again. And it's because of that Kiddush that today we have to do all these mitzvahs, whether it's Trumas and Maasros, whether it's... Well, so how did Makadosh land? So in the time of Yeshua, they were Makadosh through Kibush. They came with an army, they fought. Okay, time of the second base of Midrash, they were not Makadosh through Kibush. How did Makadosh land? They Makadosh the land by Chazak. What did Chazak mean? They moved in, they worked the land, they built the land up. And when you build something up, all right, you build something up, you know that it's very difficult to sort of disengage from that land. That's it's very difficult to disengage from that land. It's sort of like, I don't know if you felt this way, but like, whenever I go back to Chicago, right, and I pass by the house where I grew up in, I still feel it's like my old house. That's the bottom line. You have to pass by and look at it. And certainly in Eretz Yisrael. That can never be...
What? The old Benun that says that today with Kibush, we've extended the Kiddush also.
Okay, on some level, yeah, okay. But that can never, ever, ever be taken away.
When the time of Yeshua, I mean, first they captured, but then they built up.
Well, no, because they always—that's true. But they always looked at it right as the kid was the kibush, and that can be lost. But chazaka, that you can never lose. So men are b'nei melchama, right? I don't know if you remember the old TV shows. When a child would get into something wrong in the house, and you hear say, "Just wait until your father comes home and hears about this," right? That was father knows best, right? You know what he said, right? He says, ladies have a different approach. Their approach is chazaka, that warmth they try to grow to inspire, as we'll see, right? So he says,
"What?
What? Well, you're right. There are exceptions to every rule. For sure, there's exceptions to every rule. There's no question about that." He says, in other words, so what happens? A man, in a certain sense, his tendencies, he needs to be controlled, and therefore needs all these mitzvahs, right?
He needs to be controlled?
Yes.
He needs to control.
Well, no, a man needs to be, he needs to be control his tendencies. A man is bein mochama, and therefore needs his mitzvah. So a lady...
That's why he needs the time
mitzvah. The time mitzvah, right, right. A lady does not, a lady does not need that. As a matter of fact, and I think, you know, we were recently at a Shabbos, and we had a whole roundtable discussion about how do you get boys and men to go to minyan, right?
Yeah,
motivated. Yeah, motivated, right? And the truth is, it was mostly the ladies that were talking, all right? Okay, okay.
And they're the ones who have to get the men motivated.
Well, I'm not sure. 100%. I'm not necessarily sure, but in other words, they were really talking about mostly about spirituality and how wonderful it is, all right? And I got to tell you, to be honest with you, I go to minyan in the morning not because it's such a spiritual experience. I go to minyan for one simple reason. Because I live in a minyan. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. He says, but when they speak like that, you understand that we're definitely a different mindset, right? Definitely a different mindset. So my father said that, and that's the mindset of Kaddish Baruch Hu likes. So when they said Shasani Kirtsono, what they were saying is that a Kaddish Baruch Hu made us like his will. You men might be happy that you have all these mitzvahs, right? That's great. We're so happy for you, Evil. But we understand the beauty of our life, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us like his will. Okay, now, if you go ahead and you look at Rav Shimon Shlomo Fall Hirsch, okay? So it's source number 13. I'm not going to read Rav Shimon Shlomo Fall Hirsch.
I don't know, I have to ask this question. So why is it that men don't say the same bracha instead of, oh, I'm glad I'm not a woman? Why can't a man just say, thank you for making me the way I am? And everybody knows that they have more mitzvah.
What?
What happened was that
Chazal wanted to have more brachos, and therefore to go ahead and appreciate on every single level. You know, a person can look and say, oh, I have all these mitzvahs, great, right? Or a person can say, just like we're supposed to look in life, you can walk into a house and say, what a beautiful house, or you can go ahead and appreciate every single room, right? Mm-hmm. So therefore, that's what the box is. The box says we want to go ahead and we want to appreciate every single thing, right? And
every
differentiation. The truth is that's how it should be. We should appreciate every single thing. And that's why, as a matter of fact, that's why we don't make the bracha Shasani Yisrael, because make the bracha Shasani Yisrael, that gets rid of everything. Now the ladies may.
Why is it the Shasani together?
What? Because, again, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. But the reason is because we're talking, because if you say Shasani together, maybe because they felt it wouldn't be a focus on mitzvot. But really, the focus is on the mitzvot. That's the focus. That's why I say. And they said.
You have to understand, they said
Shasani together, it also be putting it down, the same thing. Basically, everything depends
on your mindset.
That's the bottom line. And you know what? People have a choice of having a mindset. That's the bottom line. Can I tell you? Yes, you could go and you could say everything depends on your mindset. So it says my father's mindset and my mother's mindset was a very positive mindset. Okay, you should read all my mother's articles. Okay, my mother felt that she was blessed. She was blessed. And by the way, she wasn't an oppressed woman. Okay? I have to tell you. Someone sent a video that was done on my father's 10th and my father's 10th anniversary of the York site. And someone told the story that they were at a hotel. He was a waiter. And they came to ask my parents what they want, right? And my mother said, please give my husband vegetables. And my father showed up to my mother and said, but Ella, I don't like vegetables, okay? Okay? Something like that, right? And you know, they had this discussion, and then my father said to the waiter, my wife wants me to have vegetables, please bring me vegetables, okay? Okay? So again, everything depends on your mindset. What can I tell you? And everyone, and by the way, people can have a mindset, you know. I remember it probably was the 10th anniversary of my parents. We were in Park Hertzoli. I was looking for a minyan. I couldn't find the minyan. It was Chol HaMoed, and finally I found this Hasidic family taking pictures. And I heard them say, "We'll finish taking pictures. We'll have daven mincha." And I said, "Can I join you?" And I said, "I actually have mechiyev." So one of the Hasidim said, "Wow, this is great Chol HaMoed pictures at minyan mechiyev." Then he felt it was very inappropriate. he said to me, because he says, I'm happy there's a chiyuv here. He said, you know, someone died. And I said, you know what? I said, it's been 10 years since my parents died. Okay? I love my parents dearly. And now I use the Yod site to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I had such wonderful parents. All right? That's the bottom. And everything in the mindset. And by the way, it's not just about the difference between ladies and men. It's about everything in life. People can walk around thinking that they have a horrible life. And people can walk around thinking they have a great life. It all depends on that. That's the famous story of Zusha. Right? You know, I think someone once went to a Rebbe and said, oh, I'm so poor, I suffer so much, like, what can I do? He says, go speak to Rav Zusha, right? So he walks in there, Rav Zusha, you know, you want to see poverty, it's poverty. So he says, how do you deal with being poor? He says, I'm not poor. So I said, it's very easy for me to talk, but everyone has in their life experiences where they can go ahead and they can say, it's not fair. Okay, I don't know why this happened, but I would just tell you that I never heard my mother ever complain, right, that she couldn't do certain mitzvahs. Never heard her complain. And you know, and I remember when my father had a minyan in the summer in the yeshiva. He couldn't get a minyan together, so I used to wake up my friends to bring them to the yeshiva. I said, and the only reason why somebody's wanted a minyan in the summer was because of me. That was it. And I remember one that actually, the father of these boys just passed away. But he says, I remember the mother once, my mother said, oh my gosh, Chaim's great, he gets more than a minyan. I remember my mother saying, Zes Charimi Kol Amali. That's what she said. And my mother was a big melumedet and everything. It all depends on your perspective. And I think it's very healthy for life. What can I tell you? So why Chazal did it this way? That's what they felt. They felt it makes more sense to do this way. And I want to say one thing. Besides what Rashi says, okay? I said Rashi is to Lashonas. If you look at the Tosefta written by Chazal, I don't know if Rashi did not bring this Tosefta. Rashi says, could be Rashi was expressing the viewpoint in those days.
Is it here?
It's not here. I'm sorry. I found it last night. I apologize. But it's Perek Vav of Maseches Brachos, Tosefta Chav Gimel. No, sorry, Chav Gimel. Maybe it's Chav Vav. Hold on a second. I just saw it before. Yes. He says, what's the reason why? He says, Eina Isha Chayemes B'mitzvos, because a lady is not Mechuyemes B'mitzvos. And that's how I was raised, and that's in the article here. And just to know that there are certain, you should just know that, you know, I always say, everyone has these preconceived notions, right? You go ahead and you look in Chazal, you go ahead and look in the Gemara, right? There were certain ladies that ruled the house. I think Rabbi Meir's wife, first of all, Bruria, okay, and I think I forgot who it was. There was also a certain Yalta, okay. You couldn't start with Yalta, all right. I gotta tell you, you read the Gemaras about her. She knew what she was talking about, also. Okay, so there's no question. There are definitely stories, and you go and you look. Obviously, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention Rabbi Akiva's wife. You know, there's so many. It's like I say, people think that the Torah says that a man should be married to two wives. It's a good thing. You look throughout Shas. You don't see one, you see actually Chazal discouraging such a concept. So, okay, it took a time for the world to develop, right? What can I tell you? That's it. So,
it could be that if they're making brachot today, they wouldn't word it that way.
It could be, but I think Chazal Ruach HaKodesh. I think it's very positive. Now, I'm not going to finish everything. I just want to do 2 points, okay? So number one, and I really should have done this in English, but I don't have English online, but look at source number 13. 13 is Rav Shimshon Fal Hirsch, okay? And Rav Shimshon Fal Hirsch, obviously, he wrote about this, about the mitzvahs of the Chagim, and he points out women are baturos from Sukkah, okay? Sukkah v'zeisha is man grama. You know, I mentioned in the past that my grandmother, Lel Shalom,
wouldn't even drink water
outside the Sukkah. And she, by the way, also, I don't remember her, but she knew like languages. She knew, and she learned English when she came to America. When my brothers weren't happy in the shir, they were in my father's yeshiva. They went to talk to my grandmother. They went to Boston to talk to my grandmother, and that was it, done. It was taken care of, you know what I'm saying? You know, he says, one of my brothers, he spoke to my grandmother, she took care of it, you know? He says, and also, it is a story my mother told me about, that when my father, her parents first got married, they were living in my grandmother's house, and they had a shiloh, so my mother came home, she asked my father, and my father paskin, and then when my grandmother walked in, she said, "So Aaron, what did you say?" And my father told her, and she says, "Yes, I had the same argument with your father, and your father said like you, and I disagreed, and I argued with your father, and he listened to me, but you're too big of an action to listen to me. So I'm not gonna tell you." She knew your day of cold. She got an argument with the dying of risk. Dying of risk in front of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Paskin liked her, but I remember my understanding about her is also she was very proud of who she was. So it all depends on your perspective. What can I say? And he says, like he says now. So she goes. He discusses. He lists off all the mitzvahs. I would like to do a source on the 13 and 12, and then we'll do the halachic aspects next week before we go on to Hallel and Hanukkah. So he says like this now. He discusses the halachas. For example, he says, "Lady is tatar pturos from tzitzis, tefillin, shofar, lulav, sukkah, riyah, chagiga, and mitzvahs that they're chayavos in." All right,
and we have to have shofar.
No, that's the mitzvah say Shazman Grama. You want to have shofar, but it's
mitzvah Shazman Grama. So there's no chiyuv for women to hear shofar?
As a matter of fact, for the second, if you notice, I always ask a lady to volunteer to say the bracha. Because it could be, since this is not chayavos, they should make the bracha themselves. Mm-hmm. All right? And I believe that for the Megillah, I think the Baal Kori says the bracha on the Megillah for the ladies.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, okay. But he hasn't lain yet.
No, in the morning. In the morning they have.
Oh, in the morning. Yeah. No, I'm talking about the night.
I'm talking about the morning. Because it's a different story. He says, and the sermon is that they are chayavasin.
What's
Riyah? What? Riyah is going to do a lila regel. Alright?
Okay,
so let's very quickly do this. He says like this. I just want to finish. He says, the patra from tefillin and shofar, the chayiv in Pesach, Kiddush, Simcha, Hakel. He says, Shabbos and Pesach are why the chayavos and Shabbos, because these are the ikar of yadus. They come from time to time, and when are chayavos? He says, and even though they're patra from Riyah and Chagiga, okay, they have to eat the Shalme Simcha. Okay, and I think the reason why is because if a lady is not participating in the Simcha of the family, right? Mm-hmm. The family is affected by it. Fine. He says, and they're chayavis and hakel to come to hear the Melachim Mosei Torah. He says, nimsa. And here it's a very important thing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Nimsa shepetur hanashim bishar mitzvah sheis mangrama. Eino yachol liyos toli b'chisusan. So the mitzvah sheis has mangrama, so it does not depend on, you know, on the fact that they're on a lower level. Kilu haTorah savura she'ein hen rus l'kayim osim mitzvos. The Torah thinks they can't do these mitzvos. He says, Elanir lanu shekarav ma'od lanu lomar haTorah lo chayaves hanashim mitzvos eile mitnei she'ein ein zayin chulukas lehen. Rav Shinshal Vora says they don't need these mitzvos. He says, that what does Shez Mangrama do? They express mevatos amitos machshavos ekronos vachos and meisim simulim. That when you do mitzvos, so it expresses a certain thought, and you need to renew it from time to time. Okay, in order to bring it down to our heart. That's what he says. So if you look, this is very important. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines from the bottom. Vatorah minicha, sheyesh li'isha dveikus yesera, v'nemonos shel hislavos li'yehuda. That a lady has dveikus yesera, she clings in an extra special way, and a certain belief, of a fire belief, to her purpose in life. V'nishyonos, he says, hamizumen olav d'chum yehuda. And the challenge she has in the tchum, in where of her goals, he says, and sakana mu'etes nishkefas lamehem, and because of that, she doesn't have the same danger that a man might have. As I said, a man, her instincts need to be controlled more. He says, and therefore, you don't have to put all these mitzvahs on her like do on a man. Ki ha'ish ton zirus choser v'nishtan l'mos b'kima yudo. This is what my father says. He says, that's for example why a man has mitzvah of milah, a lady does not have mitzvah of milah. Sort of like my father said. Now, I want to say one thing like this, and this is very important, okay? And that's why that we talk about I spoke about this last year or 2 years ago, women shir. We talk about the fact women are chayavos in Ner Chanukah because apen chayavos anes, right? And they bring the story of Yehudis, okay? The story is we don't know when Yehudis happened. As a matter of fact, it probably did not happen at the time of Nes Chanukah. If you look at it historically, it probably did not happen. But what's it about? It's the late. And so the real story is that when they made the gzera that women have to be with a man for a Greek general first, Matisyahu's daughter said, "Okay, guys. This is it. This is it. It's over. You know, so you guys got to do something." And what happened in Mitzrayim? The same thing. The women pushed it. The spiritual backbone of Am Yisrael comes from the ladies. That's the bottom line. The spiritual backbone of Am Yisrael comes from the ladies. And I would just say that the Divrei Yirmiyahu, I don't know who he is, but I actually heard this idea like from Rav Asher told me this. I said, "What?" And he heard this from Rav Rogomov, and I did a little research. Divrei Yirmiyahu says that when the men were willing and chose to give up their lives for Kiddush Hashem, who inspired them to do that? It was the ladies that inspired them. They are the spiritual backbone.
But he also says that the women got their bracha when the women started being killed al Kiddush Hashem.
Right, yeah. So this is a little different. This is they realize there are backbone behind it. I tried to look for that. This is a little bit. So they are the spiritual backbone of Klal Yisrael. That's the bottom line. What can I tell you? So why was the bracha phrased this way? Chazal felt it should be phrased this way. But I think the most important thing, and I'm going to have to, we'll do the halachic aspects next week.
Couldn't it have just been that in those days a woman was nothing more than chattel?
No. I can't. I'm sorry. I'm learning Gemara. I can't believe that, because in other words, you look and see. You know, it's an interesting thing that Rav had a wife. Okay, Rav. So she was a piece. I got to tell you, she was a real piece. Okay, what does it mean? She was a real piece. I'm sorry to say it. She went ahead and when her Rav would ask for rice, she would give noodles, and she had to give rice. Right. So one time, her son, Rav said to her son, ask Ima for noodles for me. I want noodles. So son was a smart guy. So he said he told his mother, Abba wants rice. So she got noodles. So Rob said, "Hey, what happened? She's changing." So he said, "No, I tricked her." He says, "No, you should never do that, right?" So then he said, "Why don't you divorce her?" And I don't know what was going on there, right? And she said because the way she raises you. It's unbelievable. What? All right. Okay. The way she creates the house. So again, yes, there was definitely a perspective of humankind out there. Okay, I have to say, I might be closed-minded. I believe Chazal Ruach HaKodesh, and if this is my perspective today, I believe that Chazal, definitely many members of Chazal had that Ruach HaKodesh, just like I believe many members of Chazal did not believe that there were Shadim. Okay, what can I tell you? Okay, so I believe the same thing. That's my perspective. I said I'm prejudiced because of this. What can I tell you? Okay, I'm going to tell you I'm prejudiced because of this. But again, yes, but were there people with different perspective in those days? There's no question there were people with a perspective. When you go ahead and you talk, I think it was Shmuel's wife. When you listen to how Shmuel talks about Yalta, okay? You know he had a very high opinion of his wife, okay? You know, and Rav Meir, Rav Meir and Bruria, you know they had a high opinion. So what was going on in every single house? I have no idea. What?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have no idea what's going on every single house. I have no idea. But you know, but again, okay, what can I tell you? This is my opinion that I have of the Chazal.
But I think later in history, women had a
role. For sure, it could be, no question.
That had nothing to do with Judaism.
Yeah, no,
it didn't.
Right.
Aren't we going backwards now with all this erasing women's pictures and everything? We're going so far back.
I'm not into erasing women's pictures, and they shouldn't do it, okay? But you know what? I think what Eliza Bloch, I don't want to talk politics, but what Eliza Bloch did was very impressive. Listen, what can I tell you? And I think the most important thing is it depends on everybody's perspective in life. Okay, I once read Dr. Tversky wrote an article. He was a chaplain in the, I'm not sure which one it was. He's a chaplain in a certain hospital, and he met with a mother in her 30s, end stage cancer. And he said to her, if you could turn the clock back, would you turn the clock back? And believe it or not, she said no. Why? Because once I got cancer, I began to appreciate what's really important in life. And imagine, and the relationship I had with my children and my husband the last 2 years, is anything before is doesn't compare to it, right? What does that mean? I mean, of course you didn't have cancer. What it means is everything depends on your perspective in life. This is the perspective the Torah has. So, you know, as I see, it's interesting. One of the most fascinating articles in here is my father wrote an article about neshama, the soul, right? The day after he got out of intensive care, he says, bring me a pen and a notebook. And he wrote about how now he believes totally in the neshama. Okay. He had a stroke. He was in the hospital. It affected his life in a major way. Okay, I remember seeing it, right? But all of a sudden he saw, wow, I learned something about myself. It was unbelievable. So that's what life is all about. So I know it's easy for me to go ahead and to speak about, you know, about ladies. I'm not a lady myself. I'm not. I agree. Okay, that's why I usually don't talk about this. All right? But everything depends on perspective. You know, people say, wow, you're a Soloveitchik. Okay? It has its challenges, okay? It really has its challenges. And everything depends on your perspectives. What can I tell you? And I think that's the most healthy thing in life, okay? And that's what I see. What can I tell you? So, Mitzvah Hashem, next week, we'll do the halachic aspects of this, all right?
Thank you, and I'm sorry I'm going to miss it.
Okay, be online.
Back
Ezra
Hashem in February.
Okay, fine.
Okay. So, what pages?
Here.
These pages,
okay?
You want to copy them?
Yeah. I'll be back Thursday, right, Tammy?
We'll be back Wednesday.
So I don't need it. I'm not going to share this week, so I don't need it. Okay, here. I'll put it in here. Page 92. By the way, every article in here is really a very good article. Everyone?
At some point,
I'm going to take a picture of
everybody. Fine. After Chanukah, Brit Mila, Torah, we'll go back to Talmud. I will do Hallel next week. Hallel, all right? I'll speak the Halachic after this. All right.
Thank you very much.
You're
welcome.
You're
welcome.
You're
welcome.
Okay. Goodbye,
Michelle.
This should not go online.
What?
This should not go online.
The whole shear?
Yes.
Okay.
Is Hanukkah next Sunday night or in 2 weeks?